On the live line with us is the CEO, and he owns the joint too, of West Coast Fire Shield. Dan Cherry is here. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning.
And good to have you with us. I understand that you were part, and I missed you, at the Cherry Brothers Recovery and Rebuilding Seminar.
Yeah, but John Cherry, who runs the West Coast operation, was there.
Okay, good. Very good. Very good. Now tell us, because I'm just starting to get educated about this product that you have with West Coast Fire Shield. What are you shielding, and how do you do it?
Well, first, let's start from the beginning here. Universal Fire Shield Products is the brand name of all of our flame retardants, and we have two locations. The home office is in Florida, Lakeland, Florida. Our West Coast operation is in Bakersfield, California.
Okay.
So the West Coast operation also produces and manufactures the Universal Fire Shield products for all the West and Midwest.
Okay, and what do these products shield? What kind of protection do you offer, and to what things do you offer it?
Yeah, fire retardants is what that means. There's nothing that's 100%. Everybody, I think, knows that. But what it does do, it prevents combustion. Let's say if it's your wood structure, your fabrics or whatever, it stops the combustion and continuation of a flame. Because what it does, the product changes the chemical composition and whatever the material is that it's applied to. Now, another thing, there is no one fire retardant that covers every type of material. There's a certain retardant that you need for wood.
Right.
Infrastructures like that. Fabrics, that's a different formula. And even for tree and grass, like we have the wildfire protection, this is a different type of formula. Which is environmentally safe, but on the other hand, it stops the fire process.
Do you mean, I'm trying to understand this, Dan, and I know you can help me out with this part. I'm trying to understand exactly how it works. For example, you're very aware of what we've experienced in October here in Northern California and the kind of urban wildfires that we experienced. And they burned hotter than anybody could have imagined. And it's hard to imagine anything that would have stood in the way or have lessened the effect of those fires.
Well, you're right to that to a certain degree, and it is true. It's important that we educate the public as what fire retardants do. Now, you can create a barrier to fire, like with wildfire situations, that is a certain application to grass and trees. It will create a fire barrier, which is on our website. You can see at westcoastfireshield.com how this works. There's probably a little video up there. So infrastructures all react to heat. And that kind of firestorm that you had out there was humongous.
Yeah.
Over 2,000 degrees. Now, that kind of heat, hardly anything can withstand very long. But what the fire retardant does, it will withstand it as long as it can to prevent it. Let people get out, buy more time.
Right.
Maybe get out of your house, get down the road. But that's what a retardant does. It
okay.
does save property and lives to a degree.
And how important do you think this, I would think you'd think it was important because it's your company after all, in terms of rebuilding, because we're nearing that part of the process now, the beginning of rebuilding in terms of using any of these fire retardant-like products in the rebuilding process.
Yeah, you're right. Now, it's important to understand that the infrastructure of all those homes that went down, and our heart is really with many of the homeowners, property owners, and some of the vineyards that lost property and
Thank
some
you.
Livestock and things of that. Our heart is really there. But the thing is, we have to do what we can at what we call fire prevention. And so the fire prevention is where we're at. But treating property, whether it be barns, your house, your infrastructure. But let me tell you what happens with a 2,000-degree fire. Let's say you have a stucco house, even a brick one, but your infrastructure is probably stick-built. 2x4s, rafters, and all of that is within the house. That 2,000-degree fire, when it gets there, is so hot, it makes everything in the house combust. So what you need to do is have, for the future when you rebuild...
Yeah, that's what we're talking about now.
Have the applications, whether it be your infrastructure, your roofing, or whatever, there are treatments that will withstand a long period of time, and it won't just go up like a matchbox. Because in the old days, there was no fire retardants required for the homeowners in a lot of buildings. So that has changed now. Now, the California laws are really putting it together very well for homeowners, especially if you live in these rural areas, to meet the fire codes. And that sometimes it's the applications, maybe it's the way you build your home.
So well, it's certainly, moving forward, it is certainly something that all of us are going to keep in mind, whether we have our existing homes and are lucky enough to have that, or whether we are in the rebuilding process. Dan, thanks so much for being with us this morning. We appreciate it very much.
Well, I hope that helps everyone, and we thank you for your call.
Thanks. That's Dan Cherry, the owner and CEO of West Coast Fire Shield. Seems to me that it would be a combination of some kind of fire retardant combined with the kind of materials that will most certainly be used in the rebuilding process that have come a long way in terms of being fire retardant themselves, too.